Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, September 25th. It's yesterday's most important podcast. Now it's September 26th. Tomorrow will be September 27th.
Wars, the most banned network.
Ladies and gentlemen of Australia, my name is Ricardo Bozzi and I am the National Leader of Australia One. In the coming days, weeks and months, disturbing rumours concerning the governance of our country will begin to circulate. These rumours will appear to be so incredible, so unlikely and even so ludicrous that the only sensible response would appear to be to dismiss them out of hand. Some of these rumours will in time indeed prove to be false. Unfortunately, some will be true and be prima facie evidence of the despicable crimes of treason and sedition, and some even morally worse, by those at the highest levels of power in Australia. During this time, it is imperative you monitor closely the responses of those who comprise the polity, the judiciary, the bureaucracy, the military, the constabulary, the corporations, the media, academia, and religious organizations. The case can already be made that many of these people are already attainted of treason. But if any remain silent in the face of an obvious attack on Australian sovereignty, they will have signed their own death warrants. Remember them. From the Governor General and State Governors, through Parliament, through all the courts, including the High Court, through the public service, the defence force, the police forces, the boardrooms, the unions, the charities, the mainstream media, schools and universities, and finally, even the churches, synagogues, mosques, temples, and lodges. Remember their names and who they are. Remember what they said and what they did not say. Remember what they did and what they did not do. Why and how has it come to this? Simply put, for decades now, we have been deceived by those whom we trusted. Slowly, the truth has been revealed by the tireless efforts of a few, and this has been a most difficult task. Some of you will have heard it said, sometimes you can't tell people, you just have to show them. And to put that in the Australian vernacular, some people just need to piss on the electric fence for themselves. Thankfully, enough of us are now awake to the lies, and our numbers continue to grow. Faster, every day. So what should we do? Firstly, be calm. Know that we can and will win this war. Secondly, be united. No matter how many they send against us, they cannot defeat 25 million Australians who stand together as one. And simply say, in a clear, strong and unconquerable voice, no consent, no consent, no consent. Thirdly, be brave. Some of us might be hurt, and some of us might die. But if we truly seek liberty, we must win it for ourselves. Nothing worth winning is won cheaply. Fourthly, be good. We the people must win this war with non-violent, non-cooperation, because the manner of our victory is of foundational importance to the future of Australia as a nation state. We must win this war with such moral authority that we are able to win the peace that follows. Finally, when all is done,
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us as we kick off this live Sunday, September 26th, 2021 broadcast. We have several special guests joining us today, and the reason I'm focusing so much from Texas, across the United States and throughout the world on Australia lately is because Australia is tomorrow's news today. Australia is next year's news today. And what the globalists are doing in Australia, what they're doing in the UK, what they're doing in Canada, what they're doing in the European Union is the designed plan for here in the globalist own words. So the hellish permanent lockdown for a, quote, carbon tax is what is being established. Now, John Bowne is one of our great researchers and reporters. He puts together a lot of really compelling, informative reports that are critical to the future of humanity. And he put one together over the weekend that we're going to play here in just a moment that needs to be seen and needs to be shared. And then I've got some special guests I'm going to tell you about from Australia who are joining us the break of dawn over there right now, coming up here in just a few minutes. But In his report, Bowne lays out the fact that the globalists admit, that's the big corporations, the big banks, that they are establishing and that they are setting up a corporate world government that through a chip under your skin in the future, but currently through a digital face scan, a digital hand scan, or an app on your phone, will tell you when you can leave your house, can tell you where you can go, can tell you what you can do. And MasterCard and all the other big credit card manufacturers and controllers all just came out and said, we're going to limit what you can buy and how you can sell and basically cut your card off when you buy something that's not good for the environment unless you pay a carbon tax to the United Nations and the private banks that are setting this up. I mean, this is feudalism 2.0. This is just absolute, total, and complete tyranny. And the name of the report is Tyranny is Just the Beginning. This tyranny is just the beginning, and it lays it all out. We're going to be playing it here in a moment. But first, I just want this to sink into everybody, the magnitude. And I say this all the time, but just the absolute sheer historical magnitude of where we are right now, and just let it sink in that a very predatory, authoritarian world government is taking over and gaslighting the public and is in the process of establishing a worldwide ID to carry out the orderly impoverishment, enslavement, and then extermination of the vast majority of the human population. And so we're going to witness something on the scale of human suffering and pain never before even seen or dreamt of on this planet. So that is coming up. And I just have all the other incredible side issues that feed into this. Like two federal boards, the top board said, do not do booster shots, do not give under 16s the injections. And Pfizer just waved a wand and said, we're in charge, you're going to do it, and is out there bragging that that's the case. So that is coming up. This is quite the report. The tyranny is just the beginning. The tyranny you're already witnessing is just the beginning. And then we're going to come back and get into all the latest news and information in our world that feeds back to the globalist program of destabilization and the shutdown of human society. So that is coming up here on the other side of this transmission. And then we have Ricardo Bossi, that we just played a clip of in the first segment, joining us. Here's the report.
Joe Biden's rambling, misspoken speech at the United Nations was as transparent as it was a veiled message to the international order.
And global health threat, and a global health threat council toward global COVID response, the global COVID response, vaccinating the world, working with countries, technologies that reduce the risk. Similarly, we know the bitter string of terrorism. The bitter sting of terrorism is real. Heroic, horrific violence. Climactic climate change.
Ignoring his hand in the murder of 13 U.S. soldiers and an aid worker's family and the impending doom of replacement migration while betraying our oldest ally, France.
Emmanuel Macron is officially fuming. He's not attending this U.N. summit, and we don't really know what the state of affairs is, even though they're sort of set to have some talk with Biden in the next few days.
Biden's poorly coded message predicted more pandemics to control the population.
Will we work together to save lives, defeat COVID-19 everywhere, and take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves for the next pandemic, for there will be another one?
And signaled that the global carbon tax system is imminent.
Will we meet the threat of challenging climate, the challenging climate we're all feeling, already ravaging every part of our world with extreme weather? Or will we suffer the merciless march of ever-worsening droughts and floods, more intense fires and hurricanes, longer heat waves, and rising seas?
Agenda 2030 tyranny on steroids.
The recent report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change was a code red for humanity. We see the warning signs in every continent and region. Scorching temperatures, shocking biodiversity loss, polluted air, water, and natural spaces, and climate-related disasters at every turn.
The climate change rhetoric will accelerate, piggybacking on the COVID lockdowns, as climate change hysteria will saturate the remainder of the Biden administration occupation.
The climate crisis is not our fight alone, it's a global fight.
The president believes that what's in the infrastructure package is an important down payment on addressing what he sees as a crisis in our climate.
Climate change poses an existential threat to our lives, to our economy, and the threat is here. It's not going to get any better.
Well, some people, Russia and China, for example, say, well, you know, history tells us that he can make all the promises he wants for 2030. There's a good chance the Republicans will be back in power by then and change everything.
Well, let me tell you why that won't happen. Because the major corporations of the world, including in the United States, are all moving in this direction. And no politician is going to turn them around once they've committed trillions of dollars to this endeavor. That's just not going to happen.
The normalization of contact tracing via COVID-19 apps and the expansion of the IRS and its reach into everyone's bank account will ensure the implementation of a similar carbon credit tracking system. It will be known as a PCA. A personal carbon allowance. as a proposal was presented in the science journal Nature by four environmental experts as a means of reducing global carbon emissions. Paul Joseph Watson wrote, "Everyone would be issued with a carbon allowance card that would entail all adults receiving an equal tradable carbon allowance that reduces over time in line with national carbon targets." The authors make it clear that the program would be a national mandatory policy. Also, the uproar at the border, where Border Patrol has made a record 1 millionth stop, is merely the beginning, as the State Department announced that it will increase its allotment of immigrants from 62,500 in the fiscal year of 2021 to 125,000 in 2022. While NGOs across the United States funnel the invasion into cities in red states, including Florida, Texas, Missouri, and Georgia, Biden's approval will plummet, but that's all just part of the plan.
We stand, in my view, at an inflection point in history. And I'm here today to share with you how the United States intends to work with partners and allies to answer these questions.
I believe we, and particularly you, has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order, for the 21st century.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
It's Sunday, September 26th. We're live broadcasting worldwide.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Okay, thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. This happens a lot these days before I go on air. I get so angry I can barely do the show. And that's not good because I don't get to all the news and information, and it's not good because I'm hard to deal with for the crew, and I apologize for that. But, you know, I do not apologize for being deeply upset with what's happening in the world today. We are living in such an incredibly dangerous and historic time, and we have naked corporate world government abolishing every aspect of what is a free society. And we have large groups of people standing up and saying no and not going along, but they are met with just such a wall of corporate oppression and such a sea of lemming-like individuals going along with it that I shudder to think the world we're going to live in, not just our children, because you're not going to have to wait. You know, Grandpa said if the world keeps going like this, it's going to be tough for your children. Well, now it's the time of my children, the time of your children. And you don't have to wait anymore. It's here. And like putting a pot of water on the stove and turning the flame up on high, it's going to bubble at the bottom. It's going to start getting hot. It's going to come to a boil. We now are starting to come to a boil. So we're already in fabulous levels of oppression and tyranny and surveillance and control and giant Ponzi scheme banks just printing out quadrillions in fiat currency that they give to themselves to then buy up all the infrastructure. And when they can't buy up every single piece of property because some won't sell, they cut the world economy off with the global lockdown so that they have a pretext to go in and force you to sell and then to dictate to your family and yourself through the new carbon apps that are going to be on all the phones they've announced, and that all credit cards are connected to then artificially make you poor so that you can be their slave. I mean, this is just absolute, total, and complete bondage that we're going into. And I saw an individual that has one of the independent nationalist populist parties, Ricardo Bossi, doing some good work over in Australia, speaking up against the level of absolute oppression they're under. That is the beta test for the rest of the world. So I thought our focus on Australia would be really informative if we got him on with us. So it's sunrise where he's at, and he'll be joining us from the other side of the world coming up at the start of the next segment, AustraliaOneParty.com. And you can see his very important video that we've been really pushing and promoting, A War for the World at Man.Video. So I look forward to having him on with us, and then we have some other folks, a political prisoner and others joining us later in the next hour who've been locked up for peacefully protesting against the ongoing lockdown. So there's the video of your TV viewer, A War for the World. Let me do this right now. Let me just hit some headlines for you on the whole COVID tyranny takeover just to give you an idea where we are currently at. Pfizer CEO says CDC decision to boost boosters against recommendations of top scientist panels a very good idea. He said that on ABC News today. I'll read that to you again. You can see the video at InfoWars.com. Pfizer CEO says CDC's decision to push boosters against recommendations of top scientific panels, a very good idea. A very good one, he said. Now, that's the CDC panel and the FDA panel that are scientists and virologists who were put there under statutory law to basically make sure there's oversight. That has been overridden. And Fauci says, and Pfizer says, around Halloween, they're going to announce down to two-year-olds are going to get the shot, even though the FDA scientists quit that are over that, even though the CDC scientists have gone public, even though two FDA boards and a CDC board have come out and said, this vaccine isn't a vaccine, it doesn't work, the drug is failing, it's causing a lot of heart attacks and heart swelling and blood clots, and all these shots are really bad, and we need to pull these back. And England yellow carded the vaccine with their advisory group saying pull it, but they still went forward. But it's the same story all over the world where this is happening. Australia, New Zealand, Europe, the UK, Canada, the US. The regulators are all, whoa, this is really bad. They're like, you're just the top scientist. Even though these are pro-vax people, bought and paid for by Big Pharma, they've gone, whoa. This is going to discredit vaccines for generations. That's a quote by the chief scientist at the FDA that quit 3 weeks ago. And then the panels voted the way they said they should. And they got overridden. And that's why the two top scientists, number one, number two, at this FDA quit 3 weeks ago, is they were told, when the boards say this shouldn't be given, we're going to override them. And they said, the political hack who's not even a doctor at the White House is going to override? They said, yes. And the head of Pfizer, he's your president. He's your God. He's your doctor. But you know, your doctor can't make you do something. He can, and he is. So that's why Fauci came out 3 weeks ago when those two FDA scientists quit and said, well, that's nice, but it will be approved, and you will give it to babies as well. Because he knew they don't care. They run things. It's tyranny. They know that the vaccine creates a spike protein in your body that is what is the COVID-19 and makes you sick. They know it causes autoimmune disorders. They know people that take 2 to 3 shots of this garbage within a cold season or 2 or 3 max will come in contact with a regular coronavirus and have a horrible autoimmune attack. Again, they used to grow, starting in the 70s, some vaccines on peanut protein. And you got millions of people for the first time in history violently allergic to peanuts. The first time after they had the inoculation, they get a little sick. But mom would feed it to them over and over again. And finally, if they took a bite of peanut, they die. It's the same thing. And I've had scientists on to describe it. There's a bunch of different disorders, but they could never make a cold virus vaccine. That's what this is, because there's too many of them, and it makes your body later freak out, just like a bee sting. That's your body having an immune response. And so that's why the scientists say within 2 to 3 years, you're going to see mass death just from the autoimmune response. That's what killed those people, the Spanish flu, back during the end of World War I, was not the virus, but just the body's incredible overreaction to it, freaking out. That's why with COVID-19, you take steroids, inhalable and corticotropic pills, anti-inflammatory, and that's why it deals with it most of the time if it's early, because it's an autoimmune response. Well, if you think that's bad, you wait down the road. And they know this. And then even the FDA scientists and CDC scientists and UK scientists are like, hey, EU scientists, we better not do this. We better stop. They're like, shut up with your boards that used to be in charge. Pfizer and Moderna, that's DARPA, they say full speed ahead. And talk about Australia. They're under lockdown for like 500 and something days, coming up on 600. And that's what's coming here next. Australia is tomorrow's tyranny today. This is hardcore. Stay with us. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future.
Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it is 7:30 a.m. in the morning in Sydney, Australia, one of the lockdown areas there in southern Australia, and Ricardo Bossi is the real deal. He was a commander nationally of the SAS during the whole Kuwait operations, and he is a well-known corporate advisor and leader in Australia. I'm not going to go over it all, but he heads up Australia One Party, AustraliaOneParty.com. And I was already familiar with who he was because I follow world politics all over the planet, but especially, quote, Western-style countries. And I've certainly wanted to visit Australia before. I have a lot of listeners there. But then I saw a very powerful video that we put out last week with added pieces of news and video clips of a statement he made about the fact that there is a war happening right now for the world. You can see that report at band.video right now, a war for the world. And again, Greg Reese, one of our great editors, added some video and context to what he was saying. But Australia is where we're going to be. It's where Canada already is partially. It's where Europe is. And I have Klaus Schwab's own documents. I have Bill Gates' own documents where they admit this is their planetary takeover. But Ricardo Bassi, with his whole special forces background and global connections, has really great gravitas to speak to this, and specifically with the terrible things the Australian police are doing, now backed up by the military. This is basically a once free, beautiful nation turning into North Korea, in my view. And again, it's the same global forces doing it. So thank you for joining us, Ricardo. It's great to have you here. And please give us the latest of what's happening to the land down under.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for your kind invitation. And before we kick off, let me just thank you for your fearless and heroic pursuit of the truth. It's been nearly three decades for you, so this has been a long haul. So thank you so much. So what's happening down under? What you're witnessing is the rebirth of a moral, sovereign, and self-reliant nation. We've got to focus on this the right way. We know exactly what's going on. Look, as a soldier, I always ask people a simple question. Is the history of mankind the history of peace punctuated by war, or is it the history of war punctuated by peace? And depending on how you answer that question will reveal to you your view and knowledge of history. Now, I'm a soldier, so I know that the history of mankind is constant war, punctuated by periods of peace because the right people step up and do the right thing. So please understand what you are witnessing, what the world is witnessing, is the rebirth of a moral, sovereign, and self-reliant nation. It's as simple as that. Now it's hurt. It's going to hurt. There's going to be some pain. But if we see this the right way, we'll see exactly what the opportunity is. The moment we get fearful, the moment we think we're going to lose, we lose. The moment we know we're going to win, we win. Because that's what happens in a fight. There's two boxes going at it. And the one that decides it's going to lose does. Well, we're not doing that. We know exactly what we're doing. We have a plan. We're working the plan. We're being very careful about it. But the way I described it in that piece was nonviolent, non-cooperation, the moral victory that we need to have in Australia and show the rest of the world what can and must be done. And so there's a short intro. This is a war without doubt, but it is the rebirth of our nation.
Well, you're right. It's the rebirth. I totally agree with you because the globalists say that. They say Bolsonaro and the awakening in Europe and the U.S. and the U.K. and Brexit and Australia demanding its liberty and nationalist and patriot parties gaining more and more support. This whole worldwide lockdown, Operation Lockstep by the Rockefeller Foundation and the U.N., in their own admission, is to counter the populist uprising they see happening. And so we have to see this as an opportunity and as the old corrupt system in crisis. I agree with you. So I get up here and list all these terrible, scary things, and some of people think I'm trying to scare folks. No, I believe that once people are faced by the evil, they'll want to stand up and do something about it.
And that's exactly it. And this is where the globalists have misread the Australian people, because they think the Anglophone world is this amorphous mass that responds identically, and we don't. We're very, very different. And what they see as complacency in the Australian people is actually just a resilience. This is a hard country, and you've got to be hard to take it. You can't afford to jump at every shadow. And so they see this complacency as our lack of movement as complacency. It's not. It's just resilience. We are slow to anger as a people. We are very slow to anger. We're very tolerant people. But I can tell you when an Australian gets their blood up, it'll start. And we're beginning to see it now. Now, the key point here is we have to win this for ourselves. We can't outsource this any further. And just like and the analogy I use when I'm talking to my people is it's similar to D-Day. We have to take Normandy. Now, the day we land on Normandy, we're going to need a lot of troops. I don't care how good your six people are. You can't take Normandy beaches with six people. You need big numbers. And the analogy I use is if 1,000 turn up, we have a problem. If 10,000 turn up, the police have a problem. If 100,000 turn up, then the politicians have got a problem. If 1,000,000 turn up, we win because there are not enough police, there are not enough prisons to lock us up. So we've got to take Normandy Beach. Now, having taken the beach doesn't mean that we're going to be in Berlin by next week. This has been an exquisitely designed and executed strategy over decades. Decades and decades and decades, and we have evidence of that. Just like you have evidence, we like our evidence too. There's a document from 1980 from the Australian Senate, a Senate inquiry into the implications for Australia of the new international economic order. And the book is quite clear. The report they wrote, February 1980, that we are fully engaged, the Australian nation apparently is fully engaged, and they're going to use every tool at their disposal, personalities, the news media, the unions, everybody has to promote this new international economic order, which, as you know, which was just one of the steps down the path. And so this very delicately, very exquisitely designed and executed strategy has penetrated every aspect and every arm of the government. And so it's going to take us time to get through this. But once we get on that beach at Normandy, that's the toehold. Once we get there, we start moving across. And the people are learning that. And to quote a famous American, Oliver Wendell Holmes, their hearts are being touched with fire. For the first time, the Australian people have to fight for their country on their land. Now, that's common around the world. It really is. But for us, no. We're very fortunate. Now, the upside of having a good, quiet life is it doesn't make for the toughest of people, but they are learning fast. And that fire that's touching the Australian hearts, the rest of the world can see what we are doing. And we will win this peaceably, and we must. Because if we had the arms, which were taken from us, courtesy of one of our prime ministers after what has been called the false flag operation at Port Arthur, The damage it would do to us as a nation to take up arms against each other is something we don't necessarily want. So we want to do this peaceably, and we want to do this morally, because that will allow us to win the peace that follows. And this is just as critical to winning this war. Now, we're going to win this war. Of that, I have no doubt. We have the numbers, we have the strategy, we have the plan, we have the people. We can win this, because they cannot win without our consent. And we're waking up. But once the war is won, we need to immediately transition into rebuilding and reforming this nation. And Australia One's already got that plan. We're working on it. We've been working on it for some time. So this seamless transition from war to peace is what we're working on. So it's going to be a great example for the rest of the world to follow, because, as you say, I think you're right. We are the test case. But the globalists have misread us badly. They, you know, for an intelligent and well-designed plan, these buffoons, these imbeciles, these moral cretins have misread their adversary badly. They should read a bit of Sun Tzu, I think. But they've misread Australia and they've misread the world, and they will lose. It's only a matter of time.
When we come back, Ricardo Bassi, AustralianOneParty.com, is going to continue to lay out what's really happening in Australia and, again, the rest of the world, because this is a test. The UN admits it. It's in all their statements. So is Europe. So is the UK. So is Canada. And you're now seeing this come here. So we're going to talk about the fact that this is globalist. And if the people of Australia or America or anywhere else understand this is an outside foreign takeover, they will unify against it. But when it gets to like puppets like Biden or their puppet prime minister there, you have to understand they're just front people. We must unify and understand the lockdowns are directed by Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. They are the enemy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're already halfway through September 2021.
It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, Vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality Vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Say, where's the military? Where's the veterans? Where's the generals? Well, look at Bolsonaro taking his country back and saying we're under globalist attack. They control big pharma. They're trying to enslave us. That's really what's happening. Trump did that to a certain extent. Boris Johnson acted like he was a patriot, but turned out to be a double agent. Maybe they had too much dirt on him. But Riccardo Bossi is a great leader over in Australia. He's the type of man they fear. He's an author, speaker, consultant, and former Australian Army Special Forces Lieutenant Colonel, having successfully been selected for the Australian Special Air Services Regiment. Riccardo went to be appointed National Commander of Australian SAS Forces in Kuwait, as well as the Director of Future Capability Development in Headquarters Special Operations, amongst others. So just like General Flynn here fighting back as well because he sees a threat, as well as consulting, and it goes on from there, and all the things advising the military, the Australian government. So he's in a perfect position to say to the police and military, what are you doing? But notice it's leftist-controlled cities that are showing the example for the rest of Australia and then the example of the world, just like leftist cities have done some similar things here, but the rebellion was so great they had to back off. So laying this out, I want to explain to everybody.
Australia is tomorrow's tyranny today. This is an exact blueprint, as we've already laid out. That's why their fight is our fight. So this isn't like, oh, we just care about Australia. No, I care about my family and the country and the whole world. And we defeat the globalists in one Western country, we'll defeat them everywhere. Or if Australia falls like dominoes, we will fall. So, Colonel, please continue laying this out for people.
Sure. Just before you left the last segment, you mentioned about the leadership of the Western world being puppets. And you're exactly right. And it is a little frustrating hearing people say Biden said this and Morrison did that and Dan Andrews, who's our Victorian premier, which is like your state governor. These people couldn't find a beer in a brewery. I mean, they're so grossly incompetent.
Exactly.
And so even the language that people use when the mainstream media and even the critics of the leadership use their names, it's not them. They are puppets. We know they're puppets. They're imbeciles. It's the party machine, and behind the party machine, you've got the backers, and behind the backers, you've got the real power brokers. And as you know, there are several layers. So we've got to really bell the cat here and understand that these fools aren't running the show. And the way I put it to our people, because what they are doing to us in a real sense is they want to foment a rebellion. And they're very good at this. They want us to react in a violent way. That's exactly what they're after. That'll give them the excuse to get even more violent. Now, in analyzing an enemy's actions, you try to see some underlying logic, and there is one, but it's not obvious to them. Because people keep saying to me, why are the police so rough? Why are they bashing up women on the street? Why are they spraying old ladies in the street? They want the response. The globalists want us to push back in a violent way. Once that happens, they will come down even harder. It is as clear as day, and that's why our whole response must be predicated on nonviolent non-cooperation. Because we can bring them to a halt. 24 million people, and let's say there's a million crooks in the place. That leaves 24 million of us, which is less than a tenth of the United States population, but about the same area. If we just stood and said no, we just refuse to play the game. We'll still be law-abiding citizens. We'll still do what we've got to do, but we just won't play the game anymore. There's not enough police to help. Now, the other good part is the police are cracking, and so are the doctors and so are the lawyers. The wedge has started. And so, once again, the globalists have missed out. They're trying to foment this rebellion, and so subtle is their plan. For example, the idea of a corporate entity, which is Australia, and a corporate entity, which is the Queen of Australia, there is some truth to that. There's also a lot of misinformation because they're trying to gee up all sorts of different responses to it. And so what we try to do is we try to stay above the nonsense detail and just focus on what's got to be done. And what's got to be done is the people have to, we've got to build our army. And my people get tired of hearing me say, you've got one priority, folks, build the army, build the army, build the army. So when the word comes down and we land on the beaches of Normandy, we just flood every square inch with peaceful Australians saying, no consent, no consent,
consent. And Mr. Bossy, let's explain how this works for people that don't know. You're historically totally right. Because we put your video out, it got 600,000 views on our site, 500,000 views, and millions around the web once we amplified it. It was already popular in Australia. And fools saw it and said one of two things. Yeah, he's right, let's start killing. Or they said, oh, look, he's like Q. He's trying to get people to be violent. No, you were very clear. You said no consent, no consent, no consent. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., popping Jesus Christ, that is what we're talking about. And then when they crack the heads, it hurts them not getting a physical war going, which destabilizes and collapses the country for several years. Then they come in as the savior, overthrow the government, and the globalists put in their new government. Klaus Schwab has written books on this. The UN talks about it. We got IMF World Bank documents in 2002. The BBC did, Greg Palast, where they were planning all over the world to foment revolutions they controlled that then collapse things. They'll put a communist revolution in for 10 years and then bring in something after it. So that's what they're trying to do. We have to understand the larger plan, unify Americans, unify Australians, unify all countries against the corporate globalists using simple behavioral psychology. So we pull up at the 30,000-foot view, we'll then understand it. But if we keep just thinking, bring a new puppet in, bring a puppet out, we're going to continue to fail. We've got to see the whole hidden image. And once we see the image, you can't unsee it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly correct. Thank you. You put that very well. And that's why one of our primary objectives, part of our plan to reform the nation, And let me just read this to you, because this is critical in terms of understanding our understanding of the problem and therefore the solution. Our purpose is to save Australia, just like your job is to save the United States. So it's very clear, to save Australia. How are we going to do that? We're going to create a moral political force that empowers Australians to reach their highest individual potential so that collectively all can participate in the reformation of Australia. Now, this is key, because this creates a foundation of strong-willed, strongly minded individuals who then build the nation from the ground up. And that way they cannot impose anything upon us ever again. Now, the United States has been through their revolution. We haven't. And so this is why it's brand new for us. But then we're working towards an end state. Now, this is all military planning, and this is the I love the way the military does business. It is just unemotional. This isn't not a marketing statement. This is an end state, a checklist that we must achieve. So after empowering individuals to reach their highest individual potential and then collectively assisting to reform the country from the ground up, this is what we want to create. Australia as a moral, sovereign, self-reliant, Christian Western democracy, which is economically powerful, militarily intimidating, politically free, culturally vibrant, and socially cohesive. And that's what we're building. So every step that we take on this journey from where we are to where we want to be has to contribute directly to that end state. If it doesn't, it's out. And creating a wound in the Australian psyche of a civil war is something that never really heals. And it's one that prudent leadership demands we avoid at all costs. Now, if we have to defend ourselves, I have no problem with that. My natural instinct as a soldier is to squeeze the trigger. I get it.
All right, we lost his connection to the land down under, where it's 7:55 Central. We will reconnect with him and get him on to lay this out. And when he's saying Australia, you think America, you think United Kingdom, you think Germany, you think Mexico, you think Spain, you think South Africa, you think Nigeria, because it's the same globalist force doing the same thing. They want a civil war here, black against white. They want a civil war in Australia to then discredit the idea of nationalism and then bring in global corporatism. And this is what he's saying is the solution to all this. So again, Lieutenant Colonel Ricardo Bossi joins us again. His Skype has come back. What you're saying is, again, the answer to everything. And I'm not just highlighting that because you're on the show and I like you. You are dead on here. And if we don't understand this, we're going to lose. If we understand it, we're going to win.
That's correct. I'm not sure where I dropped out. Did I get to the end state we're trying to create?
You know, we're going to go to break, and you're going to be with us 30 more minutes the next hour. I really appreciate that. And we've got more great folks from Australia joining us, former political prisoner and others. But, yes, sir, you started to get to it. But I want everybody to stay with us into the next hour, where I'm going to try to give you the floor to really walk through all this, because you've got a great military background and one of the top advisors to your government. And how you guys are going to behave will then be an example to everybody else in the world. But the minute we have left in this hour, how do people find you, not just in Australia, but around the world? How do people support your fight?
Spread the word. That's the best you can do. Just spread the word, build the army. Anything to build the army is what will help us best, because we need numbers, and I mean big numbers. We need millions of people in Australia, and we need tens of millions in the US and around the world to stand up and just say no, and there's nothing they can do.
AustralianOneParty.com. Australia's fight is everybody's fight. We face the exact same enemies, and we are all in a human alliance around the world against this globalist force. But the globalist force is coming after the Western republics and, quote, democracies, because if they can destroy those, the world will be under the New World Order's control. We'll be back with hour number two straight ahead. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
cannabinoidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.